Hey there, and welcome to a new episode of Trader Talks. And we're here, as you probably guessed, to talk about trading. Shocking, right? We're going to share insights, use technical analysis and value specific assets and analyze how they react to recent market events. My name is Sam North, market analyst at eToro, and I'm ready to talk trade. Please remember that this podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes. Stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. So, are you ready? Let's go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of Trader Talks, where we're focusing on two companies, Google and Microsoft, who both reported their earnings last night, their quarter one earnings, and they were both good. People saying they've saved the market. I don't know if that's a bit of an overreaction, but please do like, share, subscribe, and let me know if you agree, if you disagree. But both of them are up in after hours trade or pre-market trade, whichever way you look at it. But please do remember the presentation is for educational purposes only and should not be taken as investment advice, personal recommendation, or an offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. So what happened? And do remember, if you're watching on the podcast, you can click the link in the bio to follow along on YouTube. For Google, it's up over 10% pre-market trade. It's trading at a new all-time high. It beat on earnings and revenue for the first quarter results. And they also announced its first dividend and a $70 billion buyback. Markets are loving it. It's trading 10% higher. It's above its all-time high. We'll have a look at the chart very shortly. Microsoft is up a touch, 3, 4%, depending on when you listen to this, of course. I guess it could be more in theory, but at 10 a.m. UK time, it's up a little bit. Earnings per share, EPS was higher than expected. Revenue also, which was good. But the main thing that investors liked was the cloud revenue came in higher than expected as well. 35.1 billion ahead of the 33.93 billion, which was expected. Let's have a look at the charts then. What does it mean? Please do remember to let me know your thoughts as well, whether you agree, whether you disagree. But for anyone that's been invested in Alphabet and Google for, I guess for a while, you're very happy. But certainly over the last, you know, year, 18 months, where it finally bottomed out around $100, well, 84, 85, it's gone on an unbelievable run since then, hasn't it? You know, timing the low is obviously very tough, but to where we traded heading into the announcement, you're up 85% or so. And of course, now since then, it's up a little bit more. For this to remain bullish, you know, I'm really eyeing up the previous all-time high and just saying as long as it can stay above 151, I think ultimately the direction is to the upside. Worth, I think, having on some moving averages. We're above all of those. They could act as a bit of support. It is worth noting just how good the 200-day moving average was the last time we traded there earlier this year, but also whether it be support or resistance, generally the market does pay respect to that. So yeah, worth having on. It might be down the line we do move a little bit lower, we come hit the 200-day moving average, it might be that it is also that previous all-time high as well. Investors are going to be pretty happy right now. Of course, another thing that could happen is we retest the previous all-time high, 161, and that could be the next platform for the move to the upside. Or on the flip side, if you're reading this report or listening to this report and you think, you know what, actually, I don't think it's as good as maybe the market is expecting, you know, it could be that once we get back below 161, that's your opportunity to sell to target that next previous all-time high. But those are the key levels that I think are worth keeping an eye on. And then, of course, you've got your moving averages there too. Let's then have a look at Microsoft. I mentioned that is up as well, albeit not the 10% move. But in pre-market trade, we're up. We actually headed into the release a little bit lower. But when you look at this on the weekly chart, it's another one where you say, you know, investors aren't going to be too disappointed, are they? Another one where at the back end of 2022, we found support and we've rallied since then. We've broken previous all-time highs. Yeah, a little bit messy fashion. It wasn't really until October last year that we cemented a proper move above there. When you look at it on the daily time frame, you can see just the area where we were trading into. I wonder how many people were eyeing up 383 as a potential point to get long, or the previous all-time high at 365. It might well be at some point that does come into play. I think that would be a very interesting area of support. That's not going to be the case, and it looks like we can now start to push back above 400. If that happens, keep an eye on, I would say, about 417. You can see, let's just zoom in here just to show you the importance of it. Support, 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 support. Breaks through, turns to resistance, sellers take over. Okay, what happens when we get back above 417? Assuming we do, then you'd have to say those sellers are unwinding those positions and the next move is to that all-time high. Obviously, with the all-time high, you know, there will be people looking to potentially take a little bit of profit there. So you can see already the amount of times it struggled to get above 427. So just bear that in mind. But that said, if we do break above it, then we're off to the races. The bulls are happy. It feels quite good doing an earnings reaction video where the market, two markets have gone up. Obviously, you saw Meta come under pressure, albeit Tesla did go higher as well. But for these big, big companies where the market had been a little bit on edge, I guess, recently, this is probably exactly what you wanted to see. Two good earnings reports trading either at all-time highs or very near. Let me know your thoughts. Are you positive? Are you neutral? Are you actually negative? Maybe. But we'll be back next time on the next episode of Trader Talks. You have been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, use eToro.com. This podcast is for information and education purposes only and should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or an offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements to promote independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.